This is by journalist Courtney Martin for Guys Reading Me Too Testimonies. First, read the Me Too stories on your Facebook or Twitter feeds. Read about the bosses and teachers and neighbors and friends who have sexually harassed and assaulted the people you know and maybe even love. Pay special attention to the stories. You will see patterns. You will shudder at the abuses of power. You might even feel sick to your stomach. And then immediately, do nothing. Sit in silence. Don't say anything. Don't retweet anything. Don't text anyone. Just sit there and maybe even close your eyes and feel what you feel. I'm guessing underneath the surprise and the anger, there is a deep well of sadness that you live in a world where women are treated this way. Feel the sadness of living in a world like this. If you are capable, and even if you're not sure that you are, feel the sadness of being part of a group of people that has created and maintained a world like this. Feel the excruciating pain of complicity. Don't soothe it with thoughts of your own exceptionalism. Don't jump to perform your love of women. Don't talk about your mother or sister or daughter. Just sit and feel the feelings. You honor the pain that has been expressed so courageously by giving yourself over to the discomfort of actually feeling what it is to live in this world, a world filled with sexual harassment and assault as a man. Sitting with that discomfort may change you. I'm asking you to do this because it is similar to the discomfort and wiser action I am striving for with regard to my whiteness. In other words, I know it isn't easy. I'm trying to do this myself, trying to actually feel the grief and unpack the privileges that produce surprise in me when a group of white supremacists takes to the streets of Charlottesville in 2017. I want nothing to do with them, but they're a part of me. We share the same skin color. We share a country together. And we share a horrifying and unhealed history. So you, my guy friend, if you are moved by the courage of this testimony, you must dig in and meet the courage with stillness and softness. Don't be good or right. Don't distance yourself from the possibility of violation and violence. Move closer to your own confusion and earnest desire to understand the sickness at the center of contemporary masculinity, a bit of which, at least a bit, you too are suffering from. Reflect on how it might be showing up in your home, in your workplace, in your school. Not just harassment or assault, but as arrogance, obliviousness, narcissism, as domination. Consider journaling. Consider reading, perhaps therapy. If you think you've figured it out, and if you're tempted to explain it, start over. Get really humble. This is going to take a long time, a lifetime. Learn to notice your emotions before you fling them out into the world in some other form and realize that your liberation is tied up in theirs. Then and only then gather with other men and have incredibly awkward conversations about the feelings that are arising in this moment, in these explorations. Be earnest when you'd rather make a joke. Try to look other guys in the eye. Teach each other how to call one another in when they are belittling and overlooking and harassing and abusing others. Don't do this for your daughters and wives and mothers. Do this for your sons, and do this for yourselves. The world is riddled with sexual harassment and abuse. We'll never be healed with a hashtag. Yet this moment could be the first one that you choose to do something different, to lay the first brick in a world that is built differently, a world that is safe for women's and gender-fluid bodies and men's feelings, a world worthy of everyone's wholeness.